This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to hour number two of Ron Sedgy Today, all across the USA and around the world. And joining us on the show this hour is Adam Richman. Now, Adam Richman was the host of Man vs. Food on the History Channel. He's got two new shows that are coming up on that channel, The Food That Built America and Modern Marvels. Then later on, ABC's hit American Housewife and an actor from there who's been on our show in the past, Diedrich Bader. We'll be joined by Chris Johnson, movie producer, has a brand new film out called Journey to Royal, a World War II rescue mission. This is a fascinating story and movie. And then we're going to finish things out with the beautiful Angie Harmon. And that's all coming up the second hour with Ron Sedgy Today. We're going to pause momentarily when we come back from the History Channel. My first guest, second hour, Adam Richman.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Live nationwide and around the world, you're listening to Ron Sedgy Today. I got to tell you something. This show that we're going to be talking about now in its second season, I watch. I think it's fascinating. It's part of a great plethora of shows on the History Channel that deal with different things that are built in America. People like the Rockefellers who had banks and the card manufacturers. It's really great. And joining us right now is the host of not only The Food That Built America, but also Modern Marvels on the History Channel. He is a author and, of course, a culinary entrepreneur and a TV personality. Joining us right now is Adam Richman. Hi, Adam. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
I got to be honest with you. I do watch the show because it is fascinating. It premiered last week, and of course, its regular time slot is going to be Sundays at 9 o'clock Eastern and Pacific, and that's the show that we first mentioned, The Food That Built America, which you host, and then, of course, Modern Marvels, which is another show on the same channel that's premiering on Sunday, February 21st at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. These are great shows. Explain to the people who may not have seen the first season how The Food That Built America actually works, because it shows how big companies, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Kraft, Cheetos, how they work against each other to build a brand that is very attractive when you see it on the shelf and watch it being advertised on radio and television.
Well, right. I think you hit the nail on the head. I think that we hear names like Kraft, Hershey, Heinz, Birdseye, and we never stop and think about that there was a man named Milton Hershey or someone named Clarence Birdseye. But that's the thing, that these titans that built the American culinary landscape were people. They started businesses like so many people that are probably listening right now. They were, you know, inventors and dreamers and innovators, but they also faced adversity and bankruptcy and had massive failures and setbacks. And I think that it's very much like an inside scoop at the very human level of creating these brands. So when you stop and you think about how two brothers in Ypsilanti, Michigan created Domino's and two brothers in Wichita, Kansas, you know, started Pizza Hut with one location and built it into what it is. And Pizza Hut got its name because they were trying to save money. They got a free sign from Coca-Cola. The sign could fit eight letters, and five of which had to be pizza. So they're like, Pizza Pit? No, I don't think so. How about Pizza Hut? And that's how it got its name. But I think that there's even the element of, and I, you know, I am very proud to be American, and I'm proud to champion American businesses, and I think it was the same from whether it's the 19th century, 20th, or 21st century, that hard work and American know-how yield dividends. And I think the competitions that you'll see in season two, whether it's Coke versus Pepsi, Good Humor versus Popsicle, Sunshine Bakery versus Nabisco, or the partnerships like Frito and Lay that became Reese's and Hershey, which is the episode that is coming up, that I feel you're going to have such a different understanding, and you're not going to look at the brands in your grocery aisle the same way again. I mean, just to think that Campbell's chose the red and white soup can label because one of their executives went to a Cornell football game, saw their scarlet and white uniforms, said that's really striking. That's what we should make our labels. And they're made for the Cornell uniform.
You're right about the names, too, because whoever thought, and I remember seeing this, that there was a guy named Birdseye. It just doesn't sound right. You get to a point with a lot of names where when you see it out of context from which you know it. For example, you know, the guy who invented Chevrolet, his name was Chevrolet. You know, you just don't think of those things. Now, in modern Marvels, which is another show that you host, and I failed to mention, and I apologize for this, Adam, of course, your very classic television show, Man v. Food, which we want to talk about in a second, sometimes that even got me the willies, because you had 180 raw oysters you ate at one time, and a 72-ounce steak. How the heck did you do that?
Force of will. You know, I had a couple good coaches, like in my fledgling high school, college, athletic career, that were very big on visualization and kind of just seeing a task and seeing yourself accomplish it. But also, I'm fiercely competitive. And I also know that the show is just a better show thematically with a win at the end. You know, in the fourth act, you know, Empire Strikes Back isn't as much fun as Return of the Jedi because it doesn't have as great an ending. And I think that the businesses did better if I won. And, yeah, I'm like I say, I'm a competitor, man. I want to win.
How long did it take you to eat that steak?
Man, I don't know. It feels like it was like the Bataan Death March of beef. But you had to do it under an hour. So I don't remember my exact time. I just remember being happy I was finished.
Now let's talk about Modern Marvels, because this is pretty cool too, and this is going to premiere on the 21st, a Sunday at 10 o'clock Eastern and Pacific, and this goes into how people actually make food, how they do it. And this is interesting because I think that a lot of people will be surprised at some of the things that are in food, but this is something that is really fascinating to me.
I think that, you know, again, much like we take these iconic brands for granted and don't really know too much about the stories behind them, I think that we kind of do that for a lot of the foods that we love, whether it's snacks, ice cream, chocolate, cheese. We have it and we know that we can go to our grocery store or our corner shop. We could, you know, use one of our food delivery apps and get kind of what we love round the clock whenever we want, but it's not an accident. There's a profound amount of technology, high engineering, design, and like very hard work by a lot of hardworking people who don't normally get their chance in the spotlight. And so the way I've been describing it to people is that if the Food That Built America is telling the story of the legends of the American food landscape, Modern Marvels is very much the legacy. So we could hear how Good Humor made ice cream popular, or how Hershey's or M&M Mars made chocolate a little bit more universal, but how do we produce it in 2021? how do we, you know, adjust to the taste buds and the food safety standards and the allergy standards and the specific diets people are on in 2021 to still make a chocolate company successful?
Mm-hmm.
How do, you know, like the fact that Turkey Hill Creamery, this iconic ice cream maker, still has the great-grandson of its founder working there, but how do they maintain the standards of a guy who is just, he was a dairy farmer making ice cream with his surplus milk, and now they have a standard of flavor that has to be met. So how do you make something that tastes like grandma made it when it's made by, you know, a machine 9,000 times the size of grandma?
That puts grandma kind of a very diminutive style. Now, do you actually
go? Absolutely.
Do you go actually in the factories to show how it's done?
Yes, sir, and I think that's what's so cool, too. Like I said, you have people that work at these factories. For example, Wise Potato Chips is celebrating 100 years, or White Castle, and we went to both. You know, in that time, people will work for these companies for 20, 30, 40, even 50 years, and they'll never see any kind of recognition. And that's what we've done with Modern Marvels, is show how much high-tech machinery there is and how skilled the laborers are that have to use it. And they're putting out millions upon millions of potato chips a day at Wise. And though they have a machine that literally, I'm not kidding, takes high-speed photos of every single chip on the conveyor belt and has 42 little blowing jets that blow the duds into, like, a refuse bin, that, you know, you have that kind of technology, but then you still have a human being sorting potatoes, spotting flaws, cutting out, like, any kind of, you know, mistakes or flaws in the potato, that you can't, it's really about modernity and antiquity working together and man and machine working together. So it's not like John Henry, where, like, we're champions of machines and forget the hard work.
Yeah.
It's very much about the creation and the partnership between the modern marvels of modern industry and the modern marvelous American worker that makes it all go.
I think it's fascinating. Again, now, the show is The Food That Built America, which is on Sunday nights at 9 o'clock Eastern and Pacific on the History Channel.
Yep.
And also on the History Channel, premiering the 21st at 10 p.m. Eastern Pacific, it's Modern Marvels, both hosted by our guest, Adam Richman. Adam, you're a fascinating guy. One of these days you'll have to come back on the show and we'll talk about your collection of sneakers, ties, magnets, all those things that you have. Okay, you want to do
all the things that make my apartment clutter.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Adam, thanks for joining us. We'll be watching and keep up the good work, and we invite you to come back anytime you want, my friend.
Thank you very much, my friend. I'd be honored.
Bye-bye. Quite a guy he is, and shows are great. I watch The Food That Built America, and I'm going to start watching Modern Marvels now that it's coming back on the 21st of this month. I want to take this quick second to remind everybody that you can check out our website, which is ronsegi.com. RONSEGGI.com. And when you get there, hit the icon that says Listen Live and hear our latest show on demand 24/7. And we invite you to also check out SEGGISINGS.com. SEGGISINGS. And that talks about our concert tour with a 15-piece orchestra, remembering the music of our lives. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today, so stick around.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgie today. Our next guest is really a versatile actor, whether he's acting on television, on the big screen. He's also a voice actor and a comedian. And we're happy to say that he's part of American Housewife, which returns on a new night, Wednesdays, at 9:30 Eastern, 8:30 Central Time on ABC. Good show it is. Joining us right now, Dietrich Bader. Hey, Dietrich, welcome to the show. Congratulations on
a
new night.
Hey, everybody. How are you?
I'm doing good. You staying well, my friend?
Yeah, totally well. The kids are well. My wife is well. The dogs are doing okay. Yeah, we're all right. We're buckled down. We're going to make it through it by watching American Housewife as often as we can.
I want to tell you something. That's, I think, the cure for this whole problem is American Housewife.
There's not much more we can do, but we can, if anything, entertainment is proving to be super important at this time because there's really nothing we can do but stay home. This is our patriotic duty in a weird way to stay home and make sure that this doesn't spread as wide as it possibly can, and so one of the things we could do when we're home is a little entertainment. Can't be any show, but I'm here to pitch American Housewife.
And rightfully so, too. This takes place in a very wealthy town in Westport, Connecticut, and I love the fact that Katie, who plays your wife, Greg Otto is your character, and Katie is your wife, she lives in a perfectly imperfect world. Kind of an oxymoron to say it, you know? But it's kind of a Stepford Wives environment, don't you think?
Totally. And, you know, I mean, it's a little of the fish out of water. They're a family that can't really afford to live in a wealthy community that has a great deal on their rent. And because their youngest child initially, at the beginning of the show, had some special needs. And so going to a public school system with a larger tax base was really what they needed, and they were able to work it out. But because they're outsiders, and they always feel like outsiders, they feel like they're being judged because they are being judged by everybody. So, I mean, I think it's the way people feel a lot of times. They always feel like a little bit of outsiders. They always feel like they're being judged. And to make comedy out of what people, you know, normally would feel as anxiety is a good opportunity for people to realize what they're feeling is a normal feeling.
I think that's a very common denominator that people have. You know, keeping up with the Joneses was the comment they made in the back in the day, as they say. But,
oh, absolutely. When we were growing up, that was the expression. And that's human nature.
Yeah. No, it really is. I find that myself. You get into circles where you think, what the heck am I doing here? You know, it's a lot of fun, but it's costing me an arm and a leg. But there's some tragedy occurs when her standing in the community is kind of set uneasy because one of her neighbors decides that she's going to kind of take off.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, Leslie Bibb has been a guest on our show since the pilot. So a real friend of the show, and this is a very big episode for Leslie. Kelly, and for an actor who plays my brother, Ed Weeks, who's just a lovely guy, really funny actor, too. So it's like a combination of these two, like what's going to happen, and is Leslie's character going to leave, and Viv. So it's both fun and very sweet. I think it'll be a really heartwarming episode for everybody. It's a good one.
Now, you
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. There's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world, and it's good to have my next guest. He is the best, and that music proves it. A real American icon. Joining us right now is Smokey Robinson. Hi, Smokey. How you doing?
Ron, I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great now that you are here, my friend. It's nice having you back on the program.
Well, thank you. It's good to be back, and thank you for doing this.
And things, and you know, through comedy and through shows like this, where we reach out and we speak to one another, we can get through it.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. You know, I've always wanted to ask you this, but your role on the Drew Carey Show, which was super, your character was Oswald Lee Harvey. Did you ever get any flack from anybody because, you know, it's kind of a reversal of names there from Lee Harvey Oswald?
You know, I never got any flack for it. I got, it was just, Oswald was the name of the character from the pilot,
yeah.
But we didn't want to change that. And I think somewhere in the fourth season, we were going to meet my dad, which ended up being Tom Poston. And so we had to come up with a last name. And it ended up being Drew's pitch. He wanted it to be Oswald Lee Harvey. Why anybody... Because I was born in 1966. Why anybody would name somebody so obviously after one of the guys that did something so incredibly awful, it didn't really make any sense. But we always got a laugh from the audience. So, you know, who am I to question?
Well, that's okay. I have a brother named John Wilkes Booth. No, I'm just... I couldn't miss that one. But a new night now, it's going to be on Wednesdays at 9:30 Eastern, 8:30 Central Time, American Housewife returning. Good show. I really mean that. I'm not saying because you're on the show with us, Dietrich. It really is.
I really appreciate that. Yeah. I can sense that you're being genuine. Yeah. I'm very proud of the show. It's a great family show, and it's good comedy. It'll help everybody relax.
That's what we need, and we're going to do that. It's a great prescription for relaxation and a little homey entertainment. It's always good having you here, Dietrich. Please come back and join us
again. Thank you. Always a pleasure to be on the show. I really genuinely appreciate you.
Thank you, my friend, and stay well, okay?
Okay, you too.
Okay, thanks, Dietrich. Our guest has been Dietrich Bader. Very talented man, as I mentioned before, and he's on American Housewife, very good show, returning to a new night, Wednesdays, 9:30 Eastern, 8:30 Central Time on ABC.
Hey, Ron, it's always a pleasure. You're a real pro and a nice guy.
Well, I appreciate it, and please come back anytime you want, okay?
Ron, thanks.
Okay, thank you. Stay well.
Bye.
And don't forget to check our websites out, ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com, where you can hear our latest show on demand, and Segi Sings, SEGGISINGS, where you can find out where our concert series with a 15-piece orchestra is going next. We'll be right back.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden has approved a federal disaster declaration for the state of Texas, getting some much-needed help to that state as it recovers from one of the worst winter storms to hit it in years. According to a statement from the White House, the declaration will provide assistance to individuals who sustained losses due to disasters and offers to help repair public facilities and infrastructure. Texas Governor Greg Abbott thanked the president for the declaration, calling it a good first step. In a release, the governor said that the president's order only provides assistance for 77 of the state's 254 counties. And the Justice Department says a 95-year-old Tennessee man has been deported to Germany to face charges for his role in the Holocaust. In a statement, the department said Friedrich Karl Berger was ordered out of the country after a February 2020 trial where he allegedly admitted to guarding prisoners at the Neuengamme concentration camp in Germany in 1945. Berger becomes the 70th Nazi removed from the United States, having been deported earlier this weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
Around the world, you're listening to Ron Seggi today. I was watching a trailer this morning, and for those of you who don't know, it's not like, you know, something you go camping in, a movie trailer, and I was watching a new movie that just came out on DVD called Journey to Royal, a World War II rescue mission. And I got to tell you, I got to go see this movie because it looks sensational. It's a story that is true, and we're going to talk to the gentleman who is the great-nephew of the title character, Lieutenant Royal Stratton. Joining us right now is the filmmaker, Chris Johnson. Hi, Chris. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Ron. I really appreciate it.
I'm very serious. I watched this. This is the story of your uncle, who was a pilot, a rescue pilot, with the 4th Emergency Rescue Squadron, and missions to save the lives of 9 downed airmen that were adrift in the South Pacific during the Second World War. And I don't know how you did this film, but it is really unbelievable. First of all, what gave you the idea of doing it? Because obviously, it's a true story, and it had to be accurate.
Well, yeah, it started at family reunions. The widow would come to those reunions, and my cousin, who's Royal's grandson, and the same image of him, actually, whenever he arrived, Royal's widow, Mary Ellen, would be moved to tears, and sometimes inconsolably so. And I was moved by how this woman, 60-some years on from the passing of her husband, was so moved by his absence. And I wanted to know, who was this person? And that planted the seed ages ago, in my teens, actually. And it's been with me ever since. And then when my production partner, the producer on the film, Mario Natasca, and I, we found the last surviving member of Royal's crew. And we did a research interview, and it was solely to get background and learn about Royal so that I could write a fictional feature film about him, to tell the story of the 4th Emergency Rescue Squadron. And as we were at that interview, it became vividly clear that the story was the veterans and that they had to tell their story in their own words, and that we would heighten that experience by creating these dramatizations of key portions of the story. And so the hybrid feature film documentary concept for the picture was born, and we from that moment forward, we never looked back, and it became a 10-year process to bring this story to the screen.
Where did you film it?
We wanted this to be as true to the veteran stories as possible, and we endeavored to film it in as many of the actual environments as the veterans themselves were in. So for the scenes where the people were in the open ocean, we chartered a camera yacht, and we went out and we shot on the open ocean with our performers. And we, for the sequences in the B-29 that goes down in the prologue of the picture, the crew that Royal's called upon to save, we shot in the Three Feathers at the Marchfield Air Museum in a real B-29 that served in World War II. We shot on Harriet's Chariot at the Palm Springs Air Museum, which is a World War II PBY that saw service overseas as well. And we outfitted the PBY with as many of the fittings that would have been present during World War II. We created life rafts, all of the things that would decorate the story in as honest and faithful a way as possible.
I think it's important to note, ladies and gentlemen, when you watch this, to keep in mind that these airplanes searching for B-29 bombers that were either in jeopardy or down in need of rescue, and they would go into these areas where they knew where the paths of the airplane had flown, and of course it's enemy territory, unarmed.
Yes. What would happen is in order to facilitate rescues, the machine guns that were in these PBYs, they were more often than not, they were removed because they were just disencumbered the effort. And oftentimes when you're landing these things in the open ocean, you're throwing up, there's these blisters on the back of the plane, and these windows slide open. And you have to lean out and grab these rafts and literally pull people out of the ocean or out of life rafts into a moving plane. And so you want as few impediments to that process as possible. And so as a consequence of that, you're flying a slow, amphibious plane with a large wingspan. It's not agile. It's not an agile plane.
No.
One of the veterans says, you know, jokingly said it landed, took off, and taxied all with 90 knots. And you were a prime target for enemy aircraft. So they were always in some form of jeopardy, and that was amplified by landing on the open ocean, which is a treacherous endeavor to begin with. So unarmed, out there, enemy territory, dealing with the environment, you can imagine spotting yellow life rafts in the vastness of the ocean from 50 or 100 feet in the air, moving 100 knots. That's a challenging endeavor to begin with. Now add the fear of enemy aircraft and things on top of that, and it's a recipe for high tension, high dramatic stakes.
Was any of the rescue missions at night?
I don't believe any of the rescue missions were at night. Certainly there were missions at night, but they weren't rescue missions.
Right.
You had to rely on your primary asset, which is sight. Now, there is a rescue that takes place in the picture where the B-29 crew bails out at 3,000 feet at 3 o'clock in the morning, and they're hanging in their parachutes, as is recounted by the surviving veteran, Edward Getz, who actually turns 100 years old today. He's sitting in his parachute harness as his B-29 crashes into the island of Agrahan at some distance, and they were left floating in the ocean until daylight when the rescue planes came searching for them. Tragedy strikes concerned itself with the time of day, but the rescue efforts always had to wait until that daylight so that they could have a better chance of finding you.
The 4th Emergency Rescue Squadron had 862 rescue missions, 6,000 hours of flying time, 69 direct rescues, 487 assisted rescues, and saved the lives of 576 people. When did Lieutenant Royal Stratton pass away?
May 29th, 1945, and it was so close to the end of the war. One of the veterans in the picture is talking about his father having taken him to see All Quiet on the Western Front, and that's a picture where one of the main characters in the film passes the last day of the war. He talks about hearing that Japan has surrendered and worrying the whole way back to Iwo Jima, where he was stationed, that something would happen. You know, we've done everything we can to bring his memory alive and elucidate the service of the fellow squadron members who served with him and who he served with, and that did these amazing and daring things at a time when the world was facing a conflict that I hope that we never come across this type of global conflict again, because to me it's an unimaginable thing to envision an entire world at conflict. You know, we're dealing with this coronavirus now, and it's another opportunity for the entire world to band together and figure out how to overcome something. And maybe that gives us a fraction of an idea of what it was like, but I just can't imagine.
No, I can't either. Another tribute to an unsung hero of the greatest generation, that being Lieutenant Royal Stratton in the movie that is called Journey to Royal, a World War II rescue mission. Chris, this is really fascinating. It really is. Where can we see it?
Well, the best way for people to find out where they can watch it is to visit the website journeytoroyal.com. There's a drop-down menu that says watch, and it shows all the streaming platforms, and on the main page you can find a link where you can purchase it if you're interested in having a copy of a Blu-ray or a DVD. And all that information, along with reviews and press and the trailer, is all on journeytoroyal.com. And on that website you can find links to the producer, Mariana Tosca, and my Instagram accounts, and we tell additional stories from the picture that weren't actually, you know, in the movie, because there's so much material. But everything, the central hub for that is journeytoroyal.com.
Thank you for joining us. Good luck, and we're going to make sure that we tell the world all about it, because it's a story to be told. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, Ron.
Chris Johnson has been a guest, the great nephew of the title character in the movie Journey to Royal, World War II rescue mission, and the uncle was, and the main character, Lieutenant Royal Stratton. Fascinating story. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world. Boy, am I excited about having our next guest. Not only does she have a successful TV show that I watch all the time, Rizzoli and Isles, but she has also been seen on so many other shows, Law and Order, Baywatch, the list goes on, and television movies with things like Lawn Dogs and Fun with Dick and Jane. She's a fashion model, she's a TV star, and I gotta tell you something, she's gorgeous. Joining us right now is Angie Harmon. Hi, Angie, how are you?
Hi, thank you very much. How are you?
I'm doing good. You see, people sometimes think that, you know, when I say something like that, I'm just saying because the guest is here. But, you know, when things are true, it's just an easy thing to say because you are all of those and more.
Oh, you're sweet. Thank you.
I was telling you before we went on the air, I really like this show. You are very cool in this.
Thank you very much. She's a lot of fun to play, Miss Rizzoli. And we've had such a blast in the season. All of us really, really love each other and adore each other. And I think that translates, you know, in all the characters. And it's just, it's a really good time. It's great storytelling. It's, you know, the fact that we're on TNT, we can have a little more creative license. So we get to be sexier. We get to be funnier. We get to be scarier. And, you know, it's an actor's dream, really.
It's nice about the fact that you're on TNT, because what happens is you do have that little bit of latitude and longitude that you don't normally have on conventional network.
That's right. And that's, you know, what I love about TNT, but also the fact that, you know, I go in, I work for six months, and then I'm off for 6 months. So I can go be mommy.
Yeah, you can't beat that. And you know what gets me whenever I watch these shows, or whenever I've seen people from the police department that are a female, or whenever I see a television movie where they had a pretty nurse, I never get these kind of people to deal with. I always get people that don't look like you, Angie, I'll tell you that.
Well, that's because you're not in Boston.
Oh, okay. All right. Obviously, I got to move. I'm in the wrong place at the wrong time, and boy, that's something that is pretty common for me. Now, with this busy schedule that you have, and you know, your husband is a former football player, defensive back for the New York Giants, and you have three children. I didn't realize that you were born in Dallas, Texas, and your parents were professional models too.
Yes, that is right. I was born in Dallas, Texas. Both my parents were models. Yeah, so it's just kind of. Some sort of camera has been around me pretty much my entire life.
Wow, that's great. Well, rightfully so, too. So now with all of this going on in your life, you also speak about what is very important and something that I am a big proponent of, and that's helping parents to get their children to love their vegetables, which has been a lifelong kind of goal for parents. You know, how do you do that?
You know, that was one of the prominent reasons of why I signed on to help create awareness for our kids and what they're eating and vegetables. And, you know, loveyourveggies.com is such a fantastic website. It's giving tips and tricks and, you know, blogs from mommies, and it's just letting people know, hey, you know, you're not the only one that's having a hard time with this. Here's some tips or tricks that, you know, have worked. Like, for example, my tip was, you know, when my girls come home from school, I know they're starving. I know they're going to want a snack. So I will put, like, a plate of carrots, celery, and cucumbers and the vegetables that I know that they like. And I know that they're going to come in, take a couple of dips, a couple of carrots, and then they're gone and running. And that, to me, makes me feel good. You know, yesterday I spent the day with about 10 different kids, and we all made veggie pizzas, which I was like, okay, yeah, fine. But we made faces with all the vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat there thinking, how have I been a mommy for 7 years, and I've never thought of doing this? They loved it. They cooked them, they ate them, and, you know, they really thoroughly enjoyed themselves just because it was them that was doing it. They were being creative. It was their project.
You know what breaks me up is when you tell somebody that you're having a veggie pizza, because I have them occasionally too, and they say, oh, goodness gracious, if you take off the pepperoni and you don't use meat sauce, it's pretty easy and pretty doggone good, because basically it's cheese, vegetables. I mean, it's a very tasty pizza.
Oh, they're delicious, absolutely. And I always put jalapenos on mine.
Now, are you a vegetarian?
No. What? I'm from Texas.
Oh.
No.
I never thought of that, right? You'd be thrown out as a native, you know that?
Exactly. Yeah. The whole state would get rid of me.
There's a campaign that was on, I don't know, a couple of months back where, I don't even know what it was for, but, you know, the kids were really enjoying their vegetables, and the mother didn't want to tell them that there was really healthy food in it because then they would not enjoy it. Why is there a stigma between healthy food and healthy food not tasting good, which is something that is very prevalent in children, yet it's not true?
Yeah, I don't agree with that either. I think that, you know, you can make healthy food taste very good. I mean, I know I do. I don't mean to toot my own horn, but I'm a very good cook, and I cook very healthy food for them.
Did you enjoy vegetables when you were younger, or were you one of us?
No, I was kind of a savory person, so I was usually, yeah, vegetables didn't bother me at all.
I never really embraced them, but I love them now. I mean, I got to tell you something. There is nothing in the vegetable line that I don't like, with possibly the exception of cooked carrots. But I went to a restaurant a couple of months back that prepared them in such a fashion that they were unbelievable. But spinach, cauliflower, broccoli, peas, beans, I love all that stuff.
I know. I do, too. I'm the same way.
I don't know what it is. It must be just an age deal, because when you get older, you just seem to gravitate to that.
Well, I don't know. I always run this test by my kids. I'll be like, okay, if you had nachos or an ice cream sundae, which one would you pick?
Yeah, I think I'd go for the ice cream sundae.
Oh, would you really? No, see, I'd totally go nachos.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Is this our first argument?
Ice and the, oh, it's so good.
Really? The only reason I said that, really, is because of the salt in the nachos. Are you talking about the nacho shell or the actual nachos?
Oh, like a plate of nachos. Like, oh. What would you rather eat? Would you rather eat, like, a plate of nachos and the works? You know, sour cream and guacamole and, you know, meat and cheese and onions and all that good stuff. Or would you rather eat ice cream sundae? And I think that usually tells you which side you lean toward, if you're more a savory person or you're more a sweet person.
Now that you mention it, I'd probably go for the nachos, too. I was picturing something else.
Oh.
It's the theater of the mind, as they say about with radio. It's the theater of the mind. How do you keep all of this together? I mean, how do you actually juggle all these things in a busy career, Angie?
I have a really fantastic husband. Our schedules have just really kind of worked out that way. I mean, when he's working, I'm not. When I'm working, he's not. And it just, you know, that's, we've just been really blessed in that arena.
Now, your own website is Angie/Harmon.com, correct?
No. That's the Twitter. That's and it's at Angie_Harmon. And then my website, I guess, is AngieHarmon.com.
You're on Twitter.
Yes, I love it. It's so fun.
And I suggest everybody tune in on TNT to see Rizzoli and Isles. Great show. Keep up the super work on that, Angie.
Oh, thank you so much.
Well, it's been a delight having you here. Please come back again.
I'll do it. Thank you.
Sounds like a winner. Thanks, Angie.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Our very special guest is the very talented actress and model, Angie Harmon. Boy, and I love her voice. We're going to remind everybody to check out our website, ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com, where you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. We're going to pause. There's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
For our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals, bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Checkin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
That's going to put a wrapper on things with Ron Zedgie today. I want to thank all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours, and our guests include talk show host Rusty Humphries, as we remember the great Rush Limbaugh, terrific broadcaster who we lost this past Wednesday. I also want to thank the host of All Girls Garage, Bogey Letine, author Robert Hutchinson, from the History Channel, Adam Richmond, one of the stars of ABC's American Housewife, Dietrich Bader, and movie producer Chris Johnson, who produced a movie called Journey to Royal, and actress Angie Harmon. We'll look for your company come next week. We'll do it again live with Ron Zedgie today. Until then, I hope you have blue skies and green lights.